And finally today, Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, known for his colorful remarks, made a colorful hand gesture that some say was the equivalent of a very strong buzz off, something we can't say on the radio. When leaving church last Sunday, a reporter asked Scalia if he had received a lot of flack for his conservative Roman Catholic beliefs. Scalia responded, "You know what I say to those people?" And then he cupped his hand under his chin and flicked his fingers out. The Boston Herald reported that Scalia had made an obscene gesture. Scalia responded with a scathing letter to the editor accusing the newspaper's staff of watching too many episodes of The Sopranos. He said the gesture wasn't obscene, but dismissive. And here to shed some light on the gesture in question is Roger Axtell. He's author of the book Gestures, The Do's and Taboos of Body Language Around the World. And Mr. Axtell, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So, dismissive or obscene?
Well, I would come down on the side of dismissive. It's a somewhat curt gesture that just says, enough. There are plenty of other obscene gestures in Italy.
Well, what would be the obscene gesture? Is it the obvious?
The obvious ones are the forearm jerk and the digitus impudicus. That's the impudent digit.
You mean the finger?
The finger.
Yeah.
Expressway digit, they call it. And there are many others that could have been used.
Well, tell us about this particular one. What does it mean exactly?
It could be just, I've had enough. Go away. It's a fairly strong gesture, but I've said that Italy is the Garden of Eden of gestures. They are very demonstrative in that country, and they have many variations. And indeed, this gesture may have slightly different meanings in the north or the south. This business of gestures is a rather elusive and fickle thing, and it's hard to codify it. But it's important to know these things, because we Americans travel around the world and we use many common gestures that are actually quite rude outside the United States.
Like what?
Well, the OK sign. That's where you put your thumb and forefinger and form a circle. 98% recognition in the United States. But in Japan, that's the sign for money. It's the sign of a coin. So you could be doing business with a Japanese businessman and say, let's sign the contract and make the OK sign. And he could interpret that as, he's making the sign for money. Does he want some money for me to sign the contract, a bribe?
Hmm.
In the south of France, it means zero. If you stop and think about it, it is. It's a zero, worthless. I took a hotel room one time in the south of France, and the concierge said, how's the room? And I made the signal. And he said, well, if you don't like it, just say so. But I was saying it was fine. And the worst offense is in Brazil, where that gesture is very, very rude. You can almost figure out why. It's a part of the anatomy. But Richard Nixon in the 50s went to Brazil not knowing that, and he got off the airplane. And he not only flashed one OK sign, he flashed two OK signs. His picture was in all the newspapers of Brazil, saying, American Vice President insulting Brazil.
Roger Axtell is the author of the book Gestures, The Do's and Taboos of Body Language Around the World. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it.